environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 89 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. 10 weeks to the election, the presidential candidates back out on the campaign trail. Vice President Harris and her running mate Tim Walz heading out this week on a multi-state bus trip. Former President Trump will also be in battleground states.
Trump ramping up his campaigning to counter Harris's rise. Her campaign reporting they've raised more than $500 million in just over a month, with the most donations pouring in the hour after her acceptance speech at the Democratic National Convention on Thursday night. Harris striking a moderate tone, trying to appeal to independents.
ABC's Selena Wang. Mr. Trump was at Arlington National Cemetery today, where he took part in a wreath laying to mark 3 years since the U.S. left Afghanistan. The CDC has confirmed cases of the mosquito-borne West Nile virus in more than three dozen states. There's extreme heat today across much of the Midwest. This is ABC News. Dozens of guests were treated to a unique dining experience this weekend. Inmates from the Grafton, Ohio Correctional Institution served up a five-course meal as part of the facility's Life Skills Program. Learn how to work in a professional restaurant setting, including how their garden and their how to garden, rather, and grow their own food.
The garden is just a way to really express ourselves from the ground up, really express ourselves with what we're cooking and who's preparing it and who's growing it. So it's just not just a garden, right? It's not just nourishment. It speaks for so much more.
Chef Brandon Trukowski. The search is set to continue for several foreign tourists who are trapped inside one of Iceland's glacial caves after it collapsed over the weekend, killing at least one person. Authorities say getting rescue equipment and personnel up to the glacier remains difficult due to the rugged terrain. Walmart's recalled 100,000 cases of Great Value brand apple juice sold in stores across the United States. This is ABC News.
Springtime is here, and maybe you're hurting after a long winter season. Does your back ache just looking at a lawn rake or hoe? Did you slip and fall during the winter? It's time to see Williams Chiropractic in downtown Bosque Belle and be ready for warm weather and a great summer. Most insurance is accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Bosque Belle, your partner in helping you get the most out of spring and summer.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Bosque Belle. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Bosque Belle, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and 89 degrees at 12:04. There is an excessive heat warning for the entire area today from 1 to 8. For heat indices as high as 105 to 110 degrees. And then there's an excessive heat watch for Tuesday afternoon for Iowa and Sauk counties as well. For today, partly cloudy, hot and humid with a high of 94, warm and muggy tonight with a slight chance of a thunderstorm, low 73, and continued hot and humid tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds, a 30% chance of spotty thunderstorms, high 92. Once again, currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 89 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Like options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Today is Monday, August 26th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for the area today from 1 until 8, and on Tuesday afternoon there's an excessive heat watch for Iowa and Sauk counties. Dangerously hot conditions with heat indices up to 110 degrees are expected. Heat-related illnesses increase significantly during extreme heat and high humidity events. Precautionary and preparedness actions include drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, check up on relatives and neighbors, especially the elderly and those with disabilities. You should be sure to not leave young children and pets in unattended vehicles. Car terriers will reach lethal temperatures in a matter of minutes. Expect hot and humid conditions until Wednesday, when high temperatures are predicted to be in the low 80s. WRCO will keep you up to date with any updated advisories, watches, and warnings as they come in. Due to the extreme heat, the following Richland County cooling centers have been identified by Richland County Public Health in partnership with Richland County Emergency Management. Cooling centers that will be open through Wednesday include the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center will be open from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m., the Woodman Community Center in Richland Center from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., the Village of Viola office will be open from 8:30 to 4:30 and can make a senior dining site available during that time. The Viola Public Library will be open in the Viola area on Tuesday from 9:30 to 12:30. The Lone Rock Community Library will be open from 11 to 4:30. Yuba Community Center for more details and gain access, contact Terry at 608-574-9547. At Cazenovia Fire Department, it's available upon request by contacting Daryl at 608-983-2647. And then officials will monitor the use of the cooling centers and the extreme heat to determine their continuedness during the excessive heat event. Please visit the Richland County website at www.co.richland.wrco.org. richlandsi.us for more information. On Sunday, Richland County Dispatch received a 911 call of a motorcycle accident on County Highway C, just south of Yuba. Deputies and other emergency personnel arrived on the scene, and after further investigation, they were able to determine that the operator, Joseph Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center, was traveling northbound on County Highway C when he hit a bump in the roadway, causing the motorcycle to lose control and eject Palfrey. Life-saving measures were performed, but Palfrey was pronounced deceased on the scene. The Iowa County Coroner's Office reports that Randy Cox, 63, of rural Dodgeville, died last night at UW Hospital as a result of injuries sustained from a skid steer rollover accident. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that on Saturday evening at approximately 9:11, the Iowa County 9/11 Center received a call of a male subject that rolled a skid steer on private property in a wooded area near Wilson Road in the town of Dodgeville. Dodgeville Fire and EMS responded with the Iowa County Sheriff's Office to find Randy Cox pinned from the waist down under the skid steer. Dodgeville EMS, along with UW MedFlight doctors and nurses, tended to him while Dodgeville Fire worked on lifting the skid steer off Randy. Initial investigation shows that Randy Cox was operating the skid steer on a slope when the skid steer rolled many times, ejecting Cox and landing on him. He was pinned under the skid steer for approximately 3 hours before being located. Randy Cox was transported to UW-Madison Hospital by UW MedFlight, where he died last night. Once again, Randy Cox, 63, of rural Dodgeville, died last night at UW Hospital as a result of injuries sustained from a skid steer rollover accident. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports a two-vehicle collision occurred on Tuesday evening at approximately 6:30 in the town of Bergen. Nicholas Lance Lidke, age 16, of rural Gaze Mills, was operating a 2006 Chevrolet Impala on Cedar Valley Road. Lidke was traveling west, lost control in a downhill curve to the right, and struck an eastbound 2011 Dodge Ram 3500 driven by Theodore L. Kirvin, age 46, of rural Stoddard. Lidke suffered minor injuries and was transported to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse by private vehicle. Kirvin did not report any injuries. Responding to the scene with the sheriff's office were the Stoddard-Bergen Fire Department and first responders and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. The crash remains under investigation by the sheriff's office. 9 juveniles from the Reedsburg area have been cited for disorderly conduct related to multiple reports of harassing behavior towards members of the Amish community. WKOW-TV reported today that Sheriff Chip Meister said on August 11th, deputies were conducting extra patrol in the rural Reedsburg area after multiple reports of harassment behavior toward members of the Amish community. Meister said contact was made with a suspect vehicle involved. As a result of the investigation, 9 juveniles from the Reedsburg area were cited for disorderly conduct. No further information has been released. As a result of the incident, the first 2 Reedsburg varsity football games have been canceled. Nearly 100 employees are being laid off after closure of several South Central Wisconsin KFC stores.
Numerous locations operated by EYM Chicken of Wisconsin in Reedsburg, Janesville, Beloit, Stoughton, and Watertown will begin closing soon. EYM Director Salvador Elias says the closures are the result of unforeseen business circumstances and not being able to reach a resolution with KFC. The Beloit location is the most affected, losing 15 crew members and 6 shift managers. Reedsburg employees are also heavily affected, with 12 crew members and 6 shift managers losing their jobs. Some locations have no general managers affected by the closures, and others only one. No employees are represented by a union. The closures will affect 81 employees in total. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A new invasive species is spreading across Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says Eastern Asia's elm zigzag sawfly was first detected in the U.S. 3 years ago and was first seen in the state on July 4th in Portage County. The insect, named for the zigzag pattern its caterpillar chew in elm leaves, has now spread to 17 counties statewide. The DNR says the pests only cause minor or cosmetic damage to elm trees, but could lead to possible defoliation. Their presence is usually not a cause for alarm, but careful monitoring is recommended. And grants from the National Park Services will help maintain some of Wisconsin's historical sites. The Ringling Brothers Circus headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home, Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa will get some of the $25 million. WRCO News Time is 12:15. When WRCO News returns, we'll have a report on an award that Riverdale has received.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the Water Maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely. There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It is currently sunny and 90 degrees with a heat index of 103 degrees at 12:18. Riverdale High School has received an award that placed them in the top 40% of schools in the nation. Here's Michael Hernan with more on that story.
The award that Riverdale received recognized the top 40% of schools, but Riverdale surpassed that percentile. Here's Riverdale Superintendent Jeff Campbell on the award and how they achieved it.
We were highly regarded in the U.S. News and World Report as one of the, it ended up being, they recognized the top 40%, but where our ranking laid, we were in the top 20% of high school in the nation. This is something that we've been not necessarily working towards as ranking, but working to elevate our career programming for our kids. No matter the path that they take, it's kind of the mission that we've had in last, I would say, 5+ years. No matter the path that you want to take in your life, post-secondary high school, how can we best prepare you for that? And this gives that recognition to all of those paths that those kids want to take, and the kind of the six indicators of where we're trying to get kids to have success in their life post high school, where it's just not the stopping point. We want to make sure that they know that there's a big path in for them, and we're just kind of the starting of that.
The Riverdale staff was a major contributor in achieving the award.
Our junior high and high school staff's very, very strong, and they do a great job. And that's where we get recognized for this. And nothing take away. I mean, they just do a tremendous job. In my role of 5 years at principal down there, I got to see firsthand. I'd never worked up there before. So just to see the firsthand, the work they put in every single day. But the thing we got to realize, too, is that a recognition like this is based off our elementary staff also. And the foundation and the groundwork that they lay all the way from our 4K program, programming all the way up through through our sixth grade to prepare them to make the jump to the junior high school. So when you talk about something like this, yes, the high school is being recognized this way, but the elementary laid that foundation for those students to have this success and for the staff to kind of take over for them when they got to the junior high school and continue to work on that foundation that they laid. So it's just a recognition, I think, for the whole school and the entire staff of Riverdale, anybody that has a role in educating our kids, and take great pride in this.
Campbell wants to thank the community and their efforts to the district.
Because the community is another spot that's been very open to helping kids within their career paths. There's a number of kids that have branched out and that businesses that are allowing our kids to get in there and get that real world experience and really decide, this is a path I want to go to. What's my path academically? Here's the credits I need to take. Here's some things I need to do in high school to prepare myself, because that's a path I want to take. So when the businesses and that open their doors and allow that in your community, it just continues to build that great camaraderie. And it's, kudos to all those people within the Riverdale community that make this possible.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. 1 week remains to have your donations to Grace be counted towards the 2024 total. The fiscal year for Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination goes from September 1st to August 31st. All money raised during the year goes to the Walk with Grace total for that year. Grace Board Treasurer Marge Bisco says it has been a good year for Grace. The preliminary total as of the night of the Walk with Grace was $246,937.62, and it has since grown.
It has grown since then. We're sitting about $267,000, so that's good news.
She adds that the numbers over the years have been outstanding.
On the stats, we started out in 2004 with $137,000 roughly. That was the lowest number. That was our first year. In 2009, we reached $1 million. In 2013, we reached $2 million. 2017, we reached $3 million. And last year, we reached $4,500,000+. So we have done, amazing for a small community and in the number of years that we've been doing this.
These astronomical amounts are only possible due to the support of the entire community and surrounding area.
People are really creative. You get a team together, or you get a business that does something, and they come up with an idea. People really respond to those, and you're helping somebody. It's nice to see that they are responding to what the community they're trying to do. We have a very giving community, and they support us. They support people that need help that we can be able to help in their time of need.
Bisco said that money is still coming in. If you would like to make a donation to this year's funding, donations may be mailed to Grace at P.O. Box 213 in Richland Center. Donations may also be dropped off at the Grace office located above the Royal Bank in Richland Center on Tuesdays or Thursdays between 11 and 1, or at Richland County Bank to be deposited on the Grace account. The fiscal year ends on Saturday. The American Red Cross is urging you to make the gift of life through blood donations. due to an emergency blood shortage, blood donors of all types, especially those with type O blood, are urged to give as soon as possible to help patients receive life-saving medical care. Your opportunity to give the gift of life will be available today from now until 3 at the Elroy Public Library and tomorrow from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. To make an appointment, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. The Village of Muscadet will be spraying for mosquitoes, and that'll be taking place on Wednesday and Thursday at dusk, weather permitting. And today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Reg Ripley of Muscadet on ticket number 707 and Janice Muller of Beloit on ticket number 1169.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Get ready for our pre-Labor Day sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center. For a limited time, enjoy free delivery and setup within 30 miles on any outdoor furniture purchase. Plus, save $150 when you buy a king or queen mattress along with an adjustable base. Visit us at 172 South Church Street and take advantage of these incredible deals before they're gone. This is your chance to upgrade your comfort inside and out, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Sale ends August 30th, so don't wait.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Dennis Fry Sr., 75, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held today at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Woodstock Cemetery with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 1 until the time of service at 2. Dennis Fry is survived by his wife of 34 years, Rhonda, two children, Stacy and Travis Knockreiner, and Dennis Jr. and Heather Fry, two stepchildren, Scott and Mindy Carter, and Shane and Carrie Carter. Four grandchildren, eight step-grandchildren, four step-great-grandchildren, siblings, Steve and Cheryl Fry, Janine Jackson, Christy and Mark Worcester, Pam Antiporek, and Tammy Otterson. Nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Dennis Fry Sr., 75, of Richland Center. Karen A. White, 68, of Arena, died August 18th from injuries sustained in an automobile accident. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 2 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Burial will be in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home tomorrow from 1 until the time of service at 2. In honor of Karen's love for the Green Bay Packers, everyone is encouraged to wear their Packer apparel to the service. Survivors of Karen White include her husband, Philip White, two brothers, Randy and Carol Olson of Green Bay, and Robert and Kathy Olson of Huntsville, Alabama. Two brothers-in-law, Kelly and Kim White of Arena, and Randy Hansel. A sister-in-law, Bonnie and Joe Bindle of Spring Green. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Karen A. White, 68, of Arena. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until 10:30. Diane Goebel is survived by two sons, Brian and Susan Goebel of Bear Valley, and David and Cassie Goebel of Salt Lake City, Utah. Eight grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, two brothers, James and Monica Deaver of Richland Center, and Gary and Kenda Deaver of Richland Center. Best friend, Jane and Clark Morrissey. Many cousins, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua, died Thursday at Lakeshore Assisted Living in Minocqua. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Fancy Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Saturday from 2 until the time of service at 2:30. A live stream of the service may be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua. Donald Red Williams, 80, of Richland Center and Yuba, died Thursday. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Red Williams is survived by his brothers and sisters, Eileen and Michael Mozoff of Bethany, Missouri, Gary L. and Janelle Williams of Muscadet, Jennifer Wheaton of Sextonville, Dean and Kathy Williams of Muscadet, Beth Owen, Darlene Irwin of Richland Center, Virginia, Ginny, and Mike Dietzman of Stoughton, and Lisa and Doug Hoffaker of Ohio. Special friend, Michael Kisting, other relatives and friends. Donald Red Williams, 80, of Richland Center and Yuba. Sharon Elizabeth Haney, 78, died August 19th. A celebration of Sharon's life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Sharon Haney is survived by two children, Jamie and Todd Stone, and Sydney Ackley and Chuck Washburn, two sisters, June and Dick Tubb, and Deanna Haney, one brother, Jim and Gloria Haney, brother-in-law, Mark Lefevre, six grandchildren, one honorary grandson, six great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Sharon Elizabeth Haney, age 78. Keith William Daly, 61, of Richland Center, died Thursday at his home peacefully, surrounded by his loved ones. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Keith Daly is survived by 3 daughters, Jessica, Desiree, and Rebecca Daly, 3 granddaughters, brothers and sisters, Rita and Steve Blum, Wayne and Lori Daly, and Jean Daly, many nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Keith William Daly, 61, of Richland Center.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today. Patrick and Stephanie Schwingel, Logan and Tiffany Olson, Mike and Violet Johnson, also William and Elizabeth Roberts, Jim and Linda Barnett, Bob and Carol Chitwood, and Corey and Lisa Clark. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Certainly is a hot and humid day across the region as temperatures warming into the 80s as of late morning. Dew points in the 70s already pushing the heat index up into the 90s across the region. And it will probably top the 100-degree mark this afternoon, so please be very careful. Don't overexert yourself and be sure to drink plenty of extra water. Wear lightweight, light-colored clothing if you must venture out. Take frequent breaks and get into the air conditioning and shade when possible. Of course, keep special attention to your livestock and pets as well. They'll need extra ventilation and water too. We are looking at a cold front back in the North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota area, which will gradually slide southeast and provide some relief to our area, but not until about Tuesday night and Wednesday. That's when we'll start to feel a little bit more comfortable out there. As this front comes in, there could be some severe weather this evening and tonight back in Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin. Chance of those stronger storms building southward tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. That's when we'll have a higher chance around here of some of those heavy storms with hail or wind. That system should move away. It'll be quiet for Wednesday before the next system moves in Thursday night. A forecast for for the rest of today includes an excessive heat warning until 8 p.m., an excessive heat watch also Tuesday afternoon over in Iowa and Sauk counties. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon, high 94. The heat index could climb up to 100 to 110 degrees. South wind 4 to 8. Warm and muggy tonight, just a slight chance of a thunderstorm later, low at 73. Tomorrow continued hot and humid with partly sunny skies. 30% chance of spotty thunderstorms, high near 92. Chance of a shower or storm tomorrow night, low 66. Wednesday, partly sunny, cooler and less humid, high of 80. Thursday, partly sunny, high once again 80. Chance of showers and storms Thursday nights. Partly cloudy Friday and Saturday, highs in the upper 70s to near 80. Stay cool now. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 90 degrees after a morning low of 70. Yesterday's high was 92 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1973 is 97 degrees with a record low of 38 set back in 1964. Last year's high was 74 with a low of 59. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:47 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:20. The winds are out of the west at 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.98. Our relative humidity is at 67%, giving us a heat index of 103 degrees, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 90 degrees, and a reminder, there is that excessive heat warning for the entire area today from 1 until 8. For heat indices as high as 105 to 110 degrees. Also an excessive heat watch tomorrow afternoon for Iowa and Sauk counties as well.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Federal investment spurs local investment in higher ethanol blends in gasoline. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A $500 million grant program is making higher ethanol blends available at the gasoline pump. Grand Island, Nebraska-based Bosselman Enterprises is an example of the way fuel sellers are responding to the grant program. Randy Gard is chief operating officer.
When we look at either buying a location, building a location, a core component of that is the higher blend economics and how many gallons we think we can sell. And honestly, it benefits us that if we put higher blends in, we're willing to pay a little bit more to buy a store or even build one.
Bosselman operates a number of convenience stores and travel plazas. Guard says higher ethanol blends are a slam dunk when you factor in the grant support.
We're in the business to make money, and the cornerstone of any convenience store or travel center is fuel. And we know that economics are really tight when it comes to fuel. We know we'll chase pennies. We don't chase dimes and nickels and quarters. And higher blends help us sell more gallons, make more money on those gallons, and we're just better off for it.
Guard says the grant program helps soften the anxiety over the facility's investment needed to upgrade. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Rail traffic will keep moving north of the border. Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn wins the game against above-ground pests with three distinct modes of action. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Canadian railroads have been ordered to remain open amid ongoing labor disputes. Soy Transportation Coalition Executive Director Mike Steenhoek tells Brownfield the Canada Industrial Relations Board is obligating the involved parties to arbitration to settle their negotiations.
In the meantime, while that arbitration process is ongoing, a lockout or a strike is not permitted. So as of Monday, workers were returning to their jobs and a resumption of service is in the process.
He says the situation is not much different than the U.S. Congress and President Biden intervening during the potential rail strike in 2022.
The interests of the broader economy and the entire population outweigh the concerns of the two parties. And the U.S. federal government had that conclusion a couple years ago. It appears the Canadian government is having that similar conclusion.
The Teamsters Canada Rail Conference says it plans to challenge that order in court. The uses of soy will be on display at this year's Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. Brownfield's Brett Barnett is there.
Iowa farmer Jeff Frank serves as treasurer for the Iowa Soybean Association's Board of Directors. He tells Brownfield attendees will be able to walk on soy-based asphalt on the show grounds, and ISA has sponsored enhancements to its soy-based asphalt project from 2022.
It's using more of the ground-up asphalt in the project to make it last 10 to 15 years longer.
Frank says the asphalt will help improve visitor experience and showcase the power of soy-based products.
You know, it's a lot easier to walk on asphalt than it is on the gravel roads that are there.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
U.S. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson says she expects the farm bill to be the top focal point of the Farm Progress Show.
It's unfortunate that the Senate hasn't even put forth a piece of legislation. Nothing has changed.
In a press call Friday, the Iowa Republican said farmers are concerned about long-term stability in the markets and don't need farm bill uncertainty.
Obviously, we've seen a huge dip in what the commodity prices are. Input prices are still high. Labor prices are still high. So those very real concerns are on the minds of our producers.
Hinson says she plans to talk with growers about some options for House lawmakers. The USDA's cold storage numbers reflect solid demand for beef, pork, and chicken. U.S. red meat stocks totaled 883 million pounds at the end of July, 3% less than a year ago. That includes declines of 1% for beef, 4% for pork, and 5% for poultry. I'm Larry Lee. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days. But they also have great days. And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends. Playing music.
Lunchtime!
Math. And speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
Monday at midday, direct cash cattle markets are quiet and cash hogs are steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets are quiet. It looks like a normal start to the week with no bids or asking prices as buyers and sellers get a look at this week's show list. Last week's business was mostly $2 lower on the live basis in the South at $183 and generally $5 lower dressed at $293. USDA's most recent cattle on feed report showed a higher move in placements during July, implying increased market-ready numbers starting later this year. At the Crawford Livestock Auction feeder cattle sale in Nebraska, there was no applicable trend with no sale reported since June 21st. USDA says receipts were up from that previous test and above a year ago, with moderate to good demand on fall calves, yearlings, PO heifers, spayed heifers, and a few bulls. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 800 to 900 pounds sold at 229 to 244. 900 to 1,000 pound steers range from 220 to 231.50. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds brought 235 to 245.50. And spayed heifers weighing 850 to 950 pounds are reported at 218 to 227. Box beef at midday was lower with light box movement. Choice is down 36 cents at $3.1698. And select beef at midday on Monday was $1.45 lower at $2.9901 for a spread of $17.97. Cash hog business is steady with very light negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. As is the case for most Mondays, buyer interest is limited as they get a look at the available ready supplies and weekend retail clearance numbers. Early indications are that retail clearance was slow and the wholesale market continues to be somewhat inconsistent. The openings at the major direct barrow and gilt markets were not reported due to confidentiality. The five-day rolling average for national direct barrows and gilts is $82.95, with Iowa Southern Minnesota at $82.39, the Western Corn Belt at $83.28, and the Eastern Corn Belt at $79.79. The butcher hog markets at Dorchester, Wisconsin and Garnavillo, Iowa today are steady at $66. The pork carcass cutout value at midday today was down $4.21 at $97.84. Loins, butts, hams, and bellies were weak to sharply lower. That canceled out gains in picnics and ribs. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com, and you can follow us on X at Brownfield. You can also find us on Facebook and YouTube. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Can you imagine what it must be like to have nowhere to turn as a young teen? This happens when parents struggle with addiction, maybe incarcerated, or unable to care for their child. And it's devastating. This is why HALO exists. HALO provides housing, healing, and education to kids who need it the most. HALO is the foundation of a family for children without one, surrounding them with support, meeting their basic needs, and helping them set and reach their goals. But HALO cannot do this work alone. With your support, homeless youth are given a chance at a better life, a chance that they deserve. Consider a gift to HALO to make a difference in the life of a child in need. Go to HALOWorldwide.org today. Make a gift now to make an impact. That's HALOWorldwide.org. HALOWorldwide.org.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Soybeans and cattle are up. Corn and hogs are down. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are up today on short covering and technical buying, along with higher moves in nearby soybean meal and oil. High heat during the first part of this week in some areas could have an impact on yields. For now, the USDA and a recent private crop tour are projecting a record crop. September beans are up 4.5 at 956.5. November's 4.25 higher at 977.5. September soybean meal's up $3.70 at 310. September soybean oil's 29 points higher at 41.76. Corn's down, watching the heat and a chance of severe storms in some northern and western growing areas. That recent private crop tour did show yields slightly below USDA, but still record large. The next projection's out September 12th. September corn, 6.25 lower at 361.5. December's down 5 at 386. And wheat's mostly lower. That's even with spring wheat crop quality concerns following the recent heavy rainfall in parts of the northern U.S. plains. Crop quality is also an issue in parts of the European Union due to excessive rainfall. September Chicago's down 4.5 at 497.75. September Kansas City's up 2.25 at 522.25. September Minneapolis is 11.25 lower at 540.5. Live and feeder cattle are up sharply on oversold signals. October live's 162 higher at 177.32. December's up $1.32 at 176.52. With additional support from the lower moving corn, October feeders are 347 higher at 237.85. And hogs are down, with pork sharply lower at midday. October's 40 lower at 80.15. December hogs are down 15 at 70.60. Crude oil's up. John Perkins, Brownfield.
The health benefits of beef. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The nutrients found in beef combined with a healthy lifestyle can provide our bodies and minds with the fuel needed to be the strongest version of ourselves. Shailene McNeil is a registered dietitian and a nutrition scientist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
One of the very key aspects that makes beef such a nutrient-rich food is that we've got a food that has great quality protein, high quality protein, a package of 10 essential nutrients, so things like iron, protein, zinc, B vitamins, that most of us need more of. And that's all packaged together in a food that people really want to eat and enjoy. So I think that's what makes beef unique. When I think about it as a registered dietitian, is you have a food that's not only a high quality protein source, packed with nutrients, but it's also one of those high protein foods that people really want to eat more of. So I think that's the special thing about beef and health.
Beef also provides the master antioxidant glutathione. It helps with anti-aging benefits. It helps increase longevity, prevent illness, reduce the risk of chronic disease, and strengthens the immune system. It's particularly good at protecting the cells in our body from damage. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Every year, 4.5 million young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 visit the ER.
It's every parent's nightmare.
Umergency gives you all the tools you need to quickly and effectively manage your family's emergency. Umergency provides instant access to vital resources customized to your student's campus and local community, digital consent form, and built-in urgent alert button. Umergency gives you peace of mind when you need it most. Download your Umergency app now.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. the WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO-FM.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.